How to be a good hockey goalie. I'm Craig Sigal, the mental toughness trainer. As a player, your coach has probably told you how important preparation is for how to be a good hockey goalie, right? But even hearing that, sometimes you just feel like it's too hard. And that maybe you can do just fine without pushing yourself so much in practice and training. You know, hockey goalies sometimes fall into that trap. They think that because they aren't moving around as much as the other players, that they can slack off on the physical conditioning. It's just not true. In fact, it's even more important for goalies to build stamina and work hard in practice because they're out on the ice a lot longer and have to keep that focus longer. For all athletes, when you are in great physical condition, your brain works faster and more efficiently. This gives you quicker reflexes and better focusing ability. That's how you will play your best in competition. Glenn Hanlon, 13-year NHL goalie, said, "What some goalies don't realize is that being physically fit builds confidence. Feeling stronger and faster helps you feel better and prepared to play better. Feeling tired can make you feel slower and more vulnerable. There's no substitute for hard work and preparation, and that includes mental preparation." Mitch Korn, famous goalie coach, said, "A goalie's decision must be instantaneous. The only way that is possible is with lots of practice, quality practice, making the right read and the right save again and again, both on the ice and with visualization or mental practice." Here's a great example of a top NHL player, Mike Camilleri, showing you how he does visualization before a game. A hockey goalie should replay past successful saves and come up with new angles that the puck will come from, always anticipating the best way to make the save. And what's really great about this kind of work, mental visualization, is you can do it anywhere. So get to work on it now.